Here again, a short portion of the text. Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. When we mention the name of Pontius Pilate in the Apostles' Creed, we are recognizing that Jesus truly lived in time and history. Pilate is remembered as the one who crucified Jesus. According to some church legends, it's possible that Pilate later became a Christian, but we cannot know that in this lifetime. When criminals were crucified under Rome, their crime was sometimes printed on a sign above their head. Pilate knew that Jesus was innocent, but still had him crucified. And to show the Jewish leaders that he didn't believe them, he put this title on Jesus' cross, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. In Latin, it is abbreviated I-N-R-I, as we see hanging on our altar during Lent, next to the nails and crown of thorns. The Jewish leaders became angry and wanted this changed, but Pilate refused. He said, "What I have written, I have written." They wanted it changed because they didn't want to acknowledge and honor Jesus in any way at all. They considered him a blasphemer. They also thought that he took away their power and authority over the people. And by calling Jesus a Nazarene, Pilate was ridiculing the Jews because their pride and center was Jerusalem, where the temple was and where they gathered together, not in Nazareth, a small rural town. The Bible even records the saying, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" By calling Jesus King of the Jews, Pilate was putting the Jewish leaders on notice not to rebel against the Roman government. Even though they resented Roman rule and would have liked to establish their own kingdom, they did not dare really claim a king or ruler other than Caesar. Against Jesus, and really against Pilate too, they shouted, "We have no king but Caesar." They did not want Caesar as king, nor did they want Jesus as king. They wanted to be rid of him. As Caiaphas had said, "It is better that one man die for the people." But the Roman system of justice was powerful. And as powerful as it was also unfair. Roman citizens had certain rights, but conquered nations were often not Roman citizens and really had no rights, not even human rights, under Roman law. It was not difficult for Pilate to have Jesus condemned, even though he knew him to be innocent. He had absolute power in this jurisdiction. It was legal, but unethical and unfair. Yet the real reason for Jesus' suffering and crucifixion was not Pilate, not the Jewish leaders alone. It was all of mankind, going back to the original sin in the Garden of Eden. That sin of rebellion is our sin as well. We are born sinful and unclean, as we confess. We have inborn sin that leads us to sinful thoughts, wicked words, and evil actions. With Adam and Eve, we have eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, so that we know evil, we think evil, and we do evil. But that is precisely why Jesus lived a completely sinless life, perfectly fulfilling the commandments of God. That is why Jesus died to pay for all of our sinfulness. He is Jesus of Nazareth, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate. He is Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews and King of all. He is our good and gracious King and God, who went forth in battle against our enemies and defeated them. So now the sign that hangs over our heads and the sign we wish to have on our hearts is not a list of our many crimes, but it says this, Jesus crucified for me is my life, my hope's foundation, and my glory and salvation. This is the comfort we have when we say, he suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. It is the brutal reality that God himself died in our place. And it is the sweet comfort that God himself died in our place. It is because of Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, and our King, that we can also confess the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Because God created us not to die, but to live, and to live forever with him in paradise. This is restored through Jesus' suffering in our place. And this truth is for the whole world. Pilate had the sign written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. The message was for all people. The message of salvation was not just for the Old Testament people, not just for the people that Peter and Paul reached, but for the whole world. Whoever you are, and wherever you are from, Adam and Eve are your parents. Whoever you are, and wherever you come from, Jesus is your brother and your Lord and your Savior. God has written this in his own blood. And what God has written, he has written, it stands forever. Take comfort and find certainty in this promise of God through Christ. For your sins are forgiven, and because he lives, you shall live also. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, crucified for me, is my life, my hope's foundation, and my glory and salvation. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.